Agenda item number six, report and possible discussion on investment officer's report for second quarter of fiscal year 2012 by John Halls, Chief Financial Officer.
Now, this is, of course, is another of our normal quarterly reports. This is required really under the Public Funds Investment Act, as I mentioned, each time. And you all received in your diligent materials a detailed listing of all of our portfolio holdings, both unrestricted and restricted funds. If you'll go to this slide is just a very high-level summary slide just showing the total book value of the funds at this latest point, which, again, is the February 29th, halfway through this fiscal year. You can see it's approximately $139 million was our total portfolio at that point. With the yield to maturity for the entire portfolio, really just almost exactly what it was the last quarter. As I continue to mention and have mentioned for the last couple of years, you can see back, if you go back a couple of years, you can see how that we were up a little over 1%, but for the most part have just sort of steadily gone down as we've tried to reinvest and rates. Certainly, if reading the paper, the Feds have no inclination, as you read, of raising rates at this point. Their latest information still indicates that they don't plan to do any easing of rates at least till 2014. So we don't anticipate, unfortunately from that standpoint, as we reinvest, we don't anticipate getting much improvement. Although I will say, working with Valley View Associates, and Susan Anderson is over here and helps us in trying to just maximize whatever investments we can. As you saw in the material, nearly all of our investments are in certificates of deposit now. We don't. We used to have years ago. We used to be in the treasuries and agencies because that's where the best yields were under the allowable allowable investments under the Public Funds Investment Act. Now certificates of deposit continue to be the best. There, of course, are collateralized. They're either FDIC insured up to those limits and then collateralized beyond there. But they provide us our best return and continue to do so. Although, disappointingly, as we go to reinvest and we get bids from the banks on the CDs, we've seen them going down, continuing to go down, and you can see that's why it really has not improved, and we don't necessarily anticipate that. But anyway, that's a summary of where we are. I might make a point that the reason that our balance went down significantly there from November to February was the pay down of the Lake Aquila Federal Reservoir debt. You may remember you authorized that back in January as one of two debt repayments you authorized, and that first one was done on February the 21st. So that's why you see the impact of that, and that represents the majority of it. That went down $9.2 million just that pay down. And there were some other drawdowns associated with that. But anyway, that's why it went down. I will say that as of today, our balance is at about $124 million because there was another debt repayment that you all authorized also in January on our 2005A bond issuance. There was another $11 million that was paid down in March. So that doesn't show up as of February, obviously, but it's happened now. So we have done that. So we followed that, and I think those were prudent. Very prudent things to do at this point in such a low interest rate environment was to pay down those debt issuance. Be happy to answer any questions at this point.
Seeing no questions,